I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Today's episode is sponsored by Care Of and Uncommon Goods. Hello, besties. Welcome back to Trying to Care. It's your girl, Ashley. I have not said that it's your girl in a very long time. I don't know how I feel about it, but anyways, I'm sitting here with my hot coffee, which if you know me, it's kind of weird because I'm an iced coffee slut bag, but it's been freezing in my apartment, especially in the morning. So we're rolling with the hot coffee. So last week, I talked about becoming more comfortable with change and allowing new things into your life, and I thought today I would talk about kind of what comes before deciding you want to change and you want to become a better version of yourself. I want to talk about the difficulty of dealing with how others perceive you and the difficulty of having a reputation or having people think of you in a way that doesn't feel good or it doesn't feel fitting to you. I've talked about my experience with middle school and high school a million times on here. If you know, you know. I was very disliked. I had a reputation. I was known as the school slut. I was known as the mean girl. I was known as a pick-me girl. I was known for pretty much everything that wasn't good. Things you wouldn't want people to think of when they think of you. Before I even got into middle school, my family and my next door neighbors did not get along. I was really close with the girl that lived next to me, but there was one day we had a really bad falling out. And from that point forward, her and her older sister made it their mission to make my life a living hell. This girl was a year older than me, so when I was in fifth grade, she had already moved on to middle school. So when I got into middle school, I went into it with people that I didn't know calling me a slut, calling me trashly whorebo, saying I smelt bad, saying just awful things to me because that's what this girl told them. All of her friends would torment me, and this went on for years. I remember distinctly her best friend, my freshman year of high school, coming up to me and fully shoving me into a locker and calling me a slut or something pretty aggressive. And it was just never ending and something I felt like I couldn't escape. And the more I got bullied, the more I fed into bullying others. It's like the saying, hurt people hurt people. I projected so many of my insecurities onto others, and because I felt like shit, I wanted others to feel the same way too, so I wouldn't be alone. And as a freshman dating a senior, and with people already calling me a slut, I fed into that too. After me and this guy broke up, I slept around and I used these boys for validation, and the reputation that I was given became true. I allowed people to tell me who I was. And because I was constantly being told, this is who you are, I became everything they said I was. By my junior and senior year of high school, I became very aware that most people didn't like me. I would talk to people and form connections with people, and I would still hear them say something along the lines of, wow, you're much different than what people say you are. You're a lot nicer than I was told. Why do people think so badly of you? And although these people were saying this to me to give me a compliment, it just reminded me of everything everyone was saying about me. Because in the back of my head, I knew most people didn't like me, doing very typical and normal things gave me so much anxiety. Going to the gym, going to football games, posting something online, doing literally anything scared me because I knew people would say something mean or look at me a certain way. Going out in public, especially in my hometown, stressed me the fuck out. I avoided it at all costs, or if I was going out, I tried to hide within whichever friend group I was with because of my fear of what other people thought of me. I let it control my everyday routine and how I went about some of the most important years of my life. People would say things like, the only reason people like me was because I'm easy. And when guys would treat me as a hookup and not want to date me, it reaffirmed that what people were saying about me was true. I kept allowing people who didn't respect me and didn't care about me, people who didn't even know me personally, tell me who I was and who I should be and what I was good for. I believed every word they said because if X amount of people believed those things, then they must be true. And I felt like instead of breaking away from this narrative of me that others created, I just had to write it out and work around it. I didn't believe I could be anything other than what others said I was, and it really held me back from pursuing things that I wanted to do and wanted to be because I had to fit this expectation almost that people had of me. It wasn't until when I got out of high school that I realized that I didn't have to see the people who didn't like me anymore. There was nothing forcing me to have to be around them anymore. And the thought of not having to be subjected to people who didn't like me did relieve a lot of my anxiety, but their words still did stick with me. I wanted to start over and become something more than what people saw and thought of me in my hometown, but I felt like because so many people had this idea of me or this preconceived notion of me, I would never be able to make something better of myself. Even if I moved away and really started over, if I were to visit home or post on social media, I would still be just that one thing to them. I felt almost as if this reputation would haunt me. And that's sad. I don't want to be just one thing for the rest of my life, especially if that one thing is something awful that I don't resonate with. People are allowed to change. People are allowed to learn and grow and be better. It'd be pretty concerning if I was still the same person and acted the same way that I did when I was in high school, but in my 20s. I wish I could say that the second I graduated high school, I started to not care what people thought about me and started to focus on myself, but that's not the case. It took me a hot minute to detach myself from the image I was given. It took a long time because I fed into it for so many years. But over time, gradually, once I spent more time alone and spent time doing things that really made me happy and felt good to me, I started to realize that I am not who these people say I am. I am who I say I am. How can I be a homewrecker if I'm not sleeping with anyone's boyfriend? How can I be a mean girl if I'm not hurting others and I'm making an effort to help people? How can I be unintelligent if I believe I'm smart and I believe I have so much knowledge to share with people? If I'm looking in the mirror and seeing something completely different than what these people say I am, why should I question who is right? Why would I believe people that don't know me And even when they did know me, they knew me so many years ago. Is the person who's with me every second of every day, aka me, the one who gets to decide who I am, or people that haven't even had a conversation with me?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's so easy to get caught up in what others think of you and how they perceive you. But at the end of the day, you can't live your life and make decisions based off those around you, especially those around you who don't have your best interest in mind, especially people who are preying on your downfall. The people that tell you that you're not good enough and you're all these awful things, they get pleasure out of you believing that. They get pleasure out of you listening to all the fucked up things they say about you. When they tell you that you're not good at things like sports or whatever it is that you like to do, and you stop doing that, they get fucking high off that. The reason they do this is not because they actually believe you're a terrible person or you're bad at this thing. It's not because they don't like you. It's because they don't like themselves. Anytime anyone goes out of their way to make you feel bad and put you down, they're projecting. Anytime someone tries to steer you away from what you want, they're insecure. No confident, self-fulfilled person is going to go out of their way to make someone else feel like shit. They're not acting the way that they are because they hate you. They hate that they don't hate you. They hate that you have something that they don't. So in order to make sure you also don't have what they don't, is to make you feel like you're not worthy of having it. And I know this is true because I think of all the times I was mean to someone, the times I tried to make others feel like shit, and the root cause of it every time was because I was insecure and I was projecting. So once I realized this and realized I'm not the problem, they are, I was like, fuck this. Fuck this stupid image. Fuck everything everyone says about me and expects me to be. I got to a point where I finally found the strength to tune out those voices and listen to my own and started saying no to people who, to be quite frank with you, I don't give a fuck about. Like, why do I care that some boy I went to high school with called me a washed up whore? Why do I care what these people think of me when I don't care about them at all? Their opinion literally does not matter. Like, really think about it. Do you want to live a life controlled by others? Do you want to wake up every morning wanting to do something, but not because it's not within the guidelines of what others want of you or what others think of you? Do you want to miss out on things just because you're afraid of how it'll look to others? I sure as hell hope not. I was afraid, even after I graduated, that if I tried to be more than what others expected of me, it would just feed the fire and it would make them not like me more, or it would put even more attention onto me, which I did not want. I wanted to avoid being their punchline at all costs. Like, I remember I posted a photo. It was actually a selfie. I posted a selfie when I was in high school, and this girl commented, a girl that did not like me, which actually, a few years later, she tried to push me down a flight of stairs. Love that. But this girl who did not like me commented something nasty on the photo, and it was just a selfie. But she commented about how I facetuned the photo. Like, she wanted to point out that it was facetuned, and it's sad because it's like, I facetuned that photo because I was insecure about how I looked because of these people. It just seemed like no matter what I did, there was always a target on me, and I hated that. I was at a point where I wanted to hide and not do anything at all to avoid their judgment and all the mean things they'd say or do. I didn't want to post photos. I didn't want to do anything that caused them to have something to say about me. So for me, I knew if I switched things up and started pursuing things that I liked or that I wanted to do, that there would be eyes on me regardless if they made it apparent to me or not, whether they said something to my face or not. And that scared me, because what if I did try to break their narrative but failed? If I fail, it will make me feel so much worse about myself. But despite my fear of failing and despite my fear of how it would look, I knew that following my heart and doing things that brought me joy and made me feel like me would always feel better than being stuck as someone I wasn't. I also learned from taking that step to pursue what I want is proving people wrong is just the best fucking revenge. There is nothing, in my opinion, more satisfying than taking the time, investing your time into things that, honestly, just light you up. As lame as that sounds, but the things that you feel drawn to and the things that make you feel more energized when you're done doing them, those are the things that you should be prioritizing in your life, not people who make you feel bad. Do things that make you feel good and stop focusing on what people say about you that couldn't be farther than the truth. I've had people still say to me, oh, I heard this person say this about you, and immediately it's like a punch to the gut. It doesn't feel good, and I don't want to hear that. I am not interested in hearing rumors about me. Speculation and false narratives about what I do and who I've been with and who I'm friends with and why I'm not friends with them and why I have such a bad reputation. I don't care to hear people try to explain my life because I am too busy living my life. It's my life. I don't have time for people to try to write it. I get to write it and live it. And I want to feel good while doing it. And I can't do that by going along with their narrative. I think that there's so much power in reinventing yourself. Like I said, there's no reason why you can't change. It's unfair to expect anyone to stay the same. If you don't like who you are right now, you could wake up tomorrow and decide you want to start over and implement a new way of living. If there's things that you don't like in your life, you can change them. If you don't like how you think about yourself, you can work to change the way you view yourself too. Sure, you may have left a specific impression on people and there's a way that people view you, but you can still decide to change their mind. Of course, you can't control how people perceive you, but you could still prove them wrong. You could still work every day at becoming a better version of you and work towards your goals and improve your life and show people, this is who I am. The person that I am is strong and confident and successful and worthy of being loved and talked to kindly like any other human being. I am not who you used to talk shit about in the hallway in high school. I am not the girl you made a rumor about with the guy on the football team. I am not who you made up in your head. That person is a fictional character you created, and I'm showing you a real life person, and this is me. Take it or leave it. And regardless of how you feel, it's my decision, not yours. Not only do I think it's powerful to be able to confidently say that, but I really do believe that when you're able to take control of the narrative and prove to people that you're more than what they expected, you take the power they had over you back. Because now that I'm stepping into my power and doing everything people said I couldn't, and I'm more sure of myself than ever, and I openly share who I am, the people who didn't like me and were my biggest haters are now people who want to be around me, who want to listen to what I have to say. That girl who tried to push me down the stairs, who commented the nasty thing on my picture, is now someone who likes my photos. And I've had people who despised me for years, who are now in my DMs saying nice things to me and coming up to me in person, being super nice to me. And although part of me wants to hold them accountable and tell them to fuck off because what they did hurt me, how fair would that be? Me sitting here telling you how people can change and you can become something more than you were, and then me judge them for shifting their attitude into kindness for me? Sure, I could be mad. Sure, I could rub it in their face about how they were wrong. But like I said, proving people wrong is the best revenge. And I don't mean proving them wrong by going out of your way to tell them or going out of your way to make them feel bad. I just mean working your ass off and being so authentically you that they can't help but notice it. Showing people the real you and being proud of that instead of being ashamed of who you were or what people thought of you. That is the best revenge. Growing and evolving is the best revenge. That is where I'm going to end today's episode. I'm sorry, I know it's another short one and a lot of you have been asking for longer episodes, but my life has just been crazy the past few weeks. So my brain is scattered, but I promise the long episodes will return. So thank you for being patient with me and still listening, even though you're probably pissed at me, but I hope you still enjoyed it. Let me know your thoughts on this. Have you experienced some kind of reputation that you couldn't break, or have you had trouble separating yourself from what people have thought about you? Let me know on Instagram. You can follow me there, on TikTok and YouTube. They're all in the description of this episode. Also, make sure to check out today's sponsors if you're looking for vitamins or gift ideas. Thank you so much for listening today. I love you, besties, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.